Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from the Swamp Whiz in the Tax Quips forum, who is frustrated, and can you blame him? Please read his detailed rant. The following is simply a summary. He says, I had read an official IRS notice that stated that if the individual's income were to be higher than the one that had been proposed for the subsidy, the individual would face a tax liability for that difference. Unfortunately, I cannot seem to locate that document online. Well, Swampy, you've come to the right place. The information on the reconciliation of the credit can be found at IRS Regulation 1.3B-4A3I, which is courtesy of page 4-39 of the updated Spidel Annual Update Syllabus. Note, there is a limit on the repayment. If they have received the excess credit, they may not have to pay the entire amount back. Now, try to figure out all of this. It's absurd that the legislators made it this complicated. As Josh Brolin said in one of the few episodes of Mr. Sterling, Congress should not pass any laws regarding taxes without being able to prepare their own tax returns. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about the Health Care Act and other tax and business issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.